Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We have already completed the first three prakim, the first three chapters, which discuss the laws of Kriya Shema. We have concluded the fourth and fifth chapters, which discuss the law of Tefillah, of Shemona Esrei. And now we're up to the sixth parak, the sixth chapter, which begins to discuss the laws of Brachos. First Mishnah begins, Ketzon Mevarchem Al Peros. What is the bracha? What are the brachos that we recite on fruit? Al peros ha'ilan, on fruit that comes from a tree, omer bori pre'etz. We recite the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, bori pre'etz. Blessed is God, who's the creator of fruit that comes from a tree. Before you eat the fruit, you recite that bracha. Chutz min hayayin, the one exception is when one drinks wine. Shel hayayin omer borei pri hagafen. A special bracha is set aside when one drinks wine. Even though it comes from a grape, and a grape, the bracha is borei pri ha'etz. But the wine itself, the Bar Tanura says, shemitoch hashivuso, there's a special importance that's associated with wine. We use wine for very special occasions, holy occasions, and therefore it gets its own separate bracha of borei pri ha'etz, the one who created the fruit of a vine. Continues the Mishnah, al peros ha'aretz, on fruit that comes from the ground. This could be a reference to melons, perhaps, or the Gemara explains it could even be a banana. Banana grows on a tree, but since the tree does not remain each and every year, but rather the branches collapse, and a new tree has to grow each year, therefore, this bracha is not bori per eight, but rather omer bori pri adama. On a fruit that you make a bracha, for God, we praise God, who's the creator of fruit from the ground. Chutz min apas, the exception to this is bread, that bread that comes from a grain that grows from the ground, shall apas to omer hamotzi lechem in aretz. Also, bread is also chashev. Bread also has a special importance. It's the most basic necessity, food that we eat, and therefore the bracha that we make on bread is we bless God who brings forth the bread from the ground. Al yurakos, what about on vegetables that grow from the ground? Omer bori pi adama, we also say a bori pi adama on vegetables. Behuda Omer, Behuda disagrees, and he says when it comes to vegetables that grow from the ground as opposed to fruit that comes from the ground, such as melon or banana, but any vegetables, any cucumbers or lettuce that come from the ground, bori, you say a bracha called bori minei disha'im. Blessed is God who's the creator of disha'im, of herbage, which is comes from, right, the desha is a phrase, is a word that is mentioned already in the Torah when the Torah describes the creation of the world and the vegetation that came from the ground. So Rabbi Huda says that we need a more focused blessing on vegetation, on vegetables, and therefore it receives that unique and special bracha. The next Mishnah, Baruch al peros ha'ilan bori pi adama yatza. Let's say you have a fruit that grew from a tree, you have an apple, and therefore the bracha that one should recite, as we saw in the first Mishnah, is bori pi ha'etz. You made a mistake, and instead you said bori pi adama. So Yatza, the Mishnah says that you nonetheless have fulfilled your obligation, because at the end of the day, the tree also comes from the ground. And therefore, though not ideal, nonetheless one would fulfill their obligation if they said a bori pi adama on a fruit. However, al peros ha'aretz, bori pi ha'etz lo yatza. However, on something that grows from the ground, on a vegetable, on a cucumber, on a perhaps a melon, on a tomato, if you said a bori pri ha'etz, since a tomato does not grow on a tree, lo yatza, you do not fulfill your obligation. You have to recite a bori pri adama. So if you said a bori pri ha'etz, you'd have to say a new bracha again of bori pri adama. Al kulam im amar shakal nia yatza. And on everything that has mentioned previously, according to one approach in the Gemara, which we follow, if you said a shakal nia b'dvaro, you bless Hashem, who that all it was came into existence through His word. Shakol niyeh b'varo. If you said that bracha on a fruit, on a vegetable, even on wine, and even on bread. Again, according to one opinion in the Gemara, which we follow, Yatza, you have fulfilled your obligation with that bracha. Ideally, you should say its own unique bracha, but if you said Shehakol, you have fulfilled your obligation. One final Mishnah, the third Mishnah, Gimel, Al Dover She'en Gedulo Min Aretz Omer Shehakol. And now we learn about the laws of Shehakol in general, that when does one make this bracha, Shehakol Nied B'Varo, on something that does not come from the ground. Al HaChometz, on vinegar, Al HaNovlos, Novlos, the Bar Tanura explains, citing one opinion in the Gemara, Peiro Shenaflu Min HaElon, these are fruits that fell from a tree, it's referring to fruits, but Kodem Shnispashlo called Tzarchan, but prior to them being fully ripe, and therefore they're not in their ideal state, if one ate one of those fruits, or of Al HaGovai, or if one ate a locust, so Omer Shehakol, on these items, one recites this bracha Shehakol, ala chalav, on milk, ala gvina, on cheese, ala beitzim, on eggs, Omer Shehakol, one also says Shehakol. B'Yehuda Omer, kol shu min klala im evarchin alav. B'Yehuda says, has one disagreement on what we just mentioned, that anything that's a curse, anything that either is not yet ripe, or on the Bar Tanura tells us, or on the Govai, on the locusts, which are a curse, they come and they destroy all the vegetation. So even if one would eat those items, one would not say a bracha, would not recite a shakal, in disagreement with the first opinion, the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah that says that no, if one chooses to eat these items, even whether they're a curse or not a curse, but one opts to eat them, they're edible, one, according to the Tanakhama, would say a shakol nivaro on those items.